relationships with us. Y'all ready?
All right, yeah, we rolling on both.
All right, we rolling on both. That's what I like to hear. All right, you ready? Am I starting off?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can start off. I'm excited. All right, let me get our topic. Boom.
I'm just putting our stopwatch on.
Oh, that's right, because we like to talk a lot. We got time ourselves.
Yeah, we try to keep it at like 20, 25. There we
go. All right. Yay, yay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching. This is the Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And tonight we're going to do our little impromptu segment of couch convos, you know, things you talk about on your grandma's couch.
On your grandma. Why is it always the grandma's couch?
I don't know. When your grandma's couch, like, the comfiest? Like, I don't know. I remember as a kid, I always used to sit.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
My grandma
My grandma's around. Couch was comfy. Never mind. We ain't even going to talk about Joe's grandma. So, tonight, we are talking about noticing you are being used by the person you're with. Now, whether that's for sex or money or emotional support, you know, they just don't want anything more.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's discuss.
All right. Do you want to start off?
About this? being used for sex, money, emotional support. So, let's talk about that. Actually, let's break that down a little bit by the opposite sex.
Oh, okay.
So
do you want to tell from like your perspective?
From a woman's perspective?
Yes.
Well, I mean, most of the time it's pretty simple. Like, men tend to use women for, not really for emotional support, not really for money, but for sex.
I think money as well, though.
Actually, you're right. I take that back. My ex is a prime example. Anyways, not to me, but
skeletons,
you know, he got a sugar mama now. So hey, whatever. Oh, to each his own. Anyways, so but yeah, so no, so money could be in there, but I kind of feel like most of the time, if a man's dishonest about his intentions with a woman, most of the time a man wants to sit here, have sex, and then you never hear from them again. Why is that, Joe?
wait. She put me out there like I do this. Like I just dip in and run. I've never dipped
let's,
in.
Let's ask Joe the hard questions. All right, have you ever used
never have a woman? Ever.
Never have I ever. We'll drink to it. Never have I ever.
Yes.
Now, have you ever used a woman for sex?
No.
Never.
Never.
Not once.
Not once.
Okay. All right, everybody, give it up for Joe.
I'm not being a saint. I'm just saying, like, I've just been a relationship type person.
Gotcha.
That's just been who I am personally.
Right.
So, I mean, I can get it. Like, I see it all the time. It happens to, like, family members and friends, like, on both sides where they get used. And I feel like the worst case of it is when I see that they're being, like, used.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm a very straight-up person with my friends and family. I feel like if we're friends or if we are family, then I reserve the right to go ahead and, like, tell you really how it is.
Oh.
And, like,
really?
Some people that are friends of mine don't want to tell their family members who they think are being used.
Right.
Because they're like, I don't want to, like, hurt their feelings. I'll let them work it out themselves. I'm like, nah. I tell them straight up, like, I see what's going down. Like, you being used.
Okay.
So, I've seen women that I know give money to men. And I'm like,
wow.
I said, you really think he's about you? I said, you've been trying to meet up with this person, trying to go out on a date with this guy. But then, like, he's like always busy or something's wrong. But he just asked you, hey, my cell phone, like, you know, the reason why I couldn't answer you, like, it got cut off and you heard like I had to disconnect.
Throw the whole ninja away.
Right. Can you help me out? But the problem is that is crazy. And now I'm going to pass this question to you.
Oh, boy.
Because in this situation, it's like the woman basically got some D.
Okay.
And then after that, she was willing to pay for the dude's cell phone bill one time. And even for some other thing, he said court fees, like $200. And she
I know.
But she's Why? Not but she's not thinking like conscious. So therefore you try to tell it, but she's just like well, I didn't, but her friend wouldn't tell her the truth. And I told her friend, you need to tell her. Well, I don't want to. And I'm like, but that's your friend. You know she's being taken advantage of.
Right.
You need to be real. And so she finally did get real. But by that time, like, it was too late. Like, and he ended up breaking off things with her, saying, this is not fun anymore. Yeah, after I already got what I want, got the booty. And I got money.
Got the boot.
Now I'm out. Got the money. Like you said, he ran. Got what I wanted.
She should have ran. That's interesting. That's an interesting fact, though.
So it's kind of like, as I said, a question to you is that, like, do you feel like as a woman, or thinking about women in general, do you think that the D changes a mindset? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that change the mindset? Like, do you say, I kind of like this dude. We chilling. It's cool, whatever. But it's whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, that sexual attachment maybe happens. And then you make different decisions that you're like, dang, why am I making these decisions?
You asking me a tough question. Before I answer that, we have a couple of followers. You. So let's shout out Chasten. I see you. I see you, Anthony. Oh, and Maribel, you are so sweet. You're awesome. We love you. So, okay. So, my opinion. For women, sex is not always just sex. For men, sex can just be sex. Like, y'all can sit here, have sex with whatever, and walk away, and I have no emotional attachment to it.
Yeah.
Women, we're a little bit just a smidge more of emotional creatures. So, right. You know, sex for us is it's a connection.
Right.
So with that being said, I mean, that probably most likely changes things in a woman's mind because we've now went past a certain point. So it's not just, I mean, unless we've sat here and really talked terms of what we're doing, which most of the time who sits down is like, hey, we're just going to have casual sex on Tuesday at 9 o'clock every week. Like, nobody does that. Things just happen. One thing just leads to another. So most of the time when you take it that far as a woman, you're kind of wanting more, expecting more. Right. Now, other thing is women, we like projects. Okay. It just, in my opinion, that's just encoded in our DNA.
Is that still like true?
I feel that way to a certain extent. Like most women, especially us moms, like we love being a mom. Technically, I'm not trying to speak as a child as a project, but it's something that you have to continually put time, effort. You got to plan stuff. Like, and that's something we thoroughly enjoy. Like I thoroughly enjoy being a mom. It has its ups and its downs. And there's times where I'm like, look, I need to tap out. But, you know, it's, that's the biggest joy of my life is my child. So just in general, I kind of feel we like projects. I mean, how many men sit at home with do-it-yourself projects? I mean, you might work on some stuff around the house, but women, I mean, we're over here being creative.
This is my do-it.
Our Etsy's are off the chain. Like,
I'm just saying, this is my do-it-yourself.
So, and so with that being said, we like projects. So if we sat here, we sat down, we're intimate, whatever the case is. And as women, most of the time, we now think this is going somewhere unless it's been established. It's not, or that's kind of still our end goal because, you know. So now you're like, oh, I'm kind of in a bind. And now you're playing, as a man, men are sitting here playing the pity party. What do we do as women? We feel bad. Oh, I'll just help him this one time. And then it just becomes a cycle. And most of the time, men aren't just like, oh, hey, I need X, Y, and Z. No, there's always some sob story with it. And there's always an excuse or reason behind everything. And then when you're like, you know, I'm just going to leave this alone. I'm not, you know, this is wrong. I'm not going to waste my time. All of a sudden, here he comes back and he's like, well, I'm going to do this for you and let's do this. And so it's just that, let me reel you right back in. Mm. You know, so not enough of us pay attention to actions versus words.
That's true. I mean, because actions, I feel like, as you said, especially, I think in general. And I don't like to generalize women. Like, that's why I always ask a woman's opinion. But most women around me would agree that women are more emotional creatures.
Yes. Agreed.
100%. I don't think that women are, like, weak by any point of that. I just think that, because I think that, in my personal opinion, that's a strong point.
Okay.
To a woman. Whereas sometimes men need to show certain compassion and emotion, and that we are sometimes void of that.
Right.
So, when I'm looking at like a woman in that situation, like I can understand, like, if a man is putting on a front, a good front of being a good man, he's doing all the right things, he's checking all the boxes,
saying all the right
things. You know. But he might be doing a little bit, like, and I mean, like, simple things that are not even long-term things. Like, all right, I'll go ahead and make sure I remember her birthday. Oh, I know what type of, like, food she likes. Like, it'll be fun. I'll come over and be like, let's just chill and we'll watch her favorite movies and this and the third. We'll do, like, cool things that seem to be, like, he's putting in effort.
Right.
But, as you said, like, but then once he gets what he wants, then he's like, he relaxes. He doesn't do those same things. He's not the same person that you initially started to really like. And so it's kind of like, as they say, I think the term is bait and switch. So I'm a bait. That's what I say. Like, I'm a bait you in. Like, here's the thing. Come follow it. You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, as soon as you're about to get it, switch, like, okay, this is not what you really wanted.
Right.
So I feel like it definitely probably happens more towards women in general. More men are doing that to women. But I do want to just put out there, because I got a rep for the males. Rep for the men.
Rolling my eyes.
Women do it. Women do it to men as well.
I agree.
And it is, because I feel like also men, because of the things that you just pointed out, where like men go and they take advantage of women and they go out here and they like, hey, I can do all these things. Hey, I'm just great. And then you just like, oh, okay, I'm going to give it up to him. And then he doesn't call. He doesn't really care. He's uninterested after.
Right.
I feel it's almost the same thing to like women to men. Women will get with men because I feel like we created the atmosphere where now a woman is like, if I'm going to mess with a dude, I'm not even going to mess with dudes at this certain, like, everyday lower level. Even though there could be really good dudes there, I'm not going to mess with them. I only want a guy who has this type of car, this type of money, and all this stuff that actually most men don't have. Even good men who still pay their bills and do everything they're supposed to do, but they're not on this luxury car level or anything of that nature. But then the men who may be good men and also have that luxury car and can afford all those bigger things and take you out to nicer places, a woman will be like, yes, get with that man and be like, okay, why are you really here? And when that man really starts to figure out, oh, you like it because you come up to like a high rise, like hotel or whatever apartment downtown, overlooking the city. Oh, you like it that I pick you up in my Audi A8. Like, you love all you love all these things, right? But then when he's like, I want to do regular stuff, like, Oh, we're going out tonight. Oh, where are we going? We're going to Luma on Park in like Winter Park. You know, that's $50-$60 a play. He's like, nah. Well, I just thought cool if we just chilled out, went to like, I don't know, like
Olive Garden.
Yeah, Olive Garden or Chili's. And as soon as that girl's like, no, then you know what she's there for.
But you done brought her up to that level.
No, but no, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is,
with you. Yo, I get what you're saying.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like it happens like both ways. That's really like my point.
You know, I concur. Some women are out for the come up. I mean, that kind of goes both ways. But generally speaking, in our society, I mean, I know it's kind of changing. Women, we're seeing more women in the workforce. We're seeing women, you know, make some pretty decent wages where it wasn't like that years ago. But I mean, there are women out there. There are women out there that are just looking for come up, looking for some monies, maybe some stature. And I mean, but also, I feel like it goes both ways. If you get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, you're accustomed to a certain lifestyle. You like nice things.
I get it. But it, as I said, I think on the last one that we talked about relationships, I just said, like dating, challenges of dating.
Right.
As it's like a status quo type of thing. It's like, is your status on the same level as that guy who worked hard? Oh, you're not. You're still driving like a Honda Accord or right. whatever. So I go back to, and so this leads into this conversation about taking advantage of people where it's like, hey, look, sometimes women are there for that moment and we know you're not really there for me and they'll be there for a long time because you're still working hard.
Right.
But like if that man pretended like you don't know his bank account, you don't have access to none of that, so you don't really know. But that man,
right.
if that man went and just basically said, all right, I want to test this. I'm going to say, okay, I still have my apartment, whatever. But then somehow this man goes and says, yo, oh man, my car's gone. He just puts at a friend's house and borrows his friend's car. Like, you drive my aid. I'm just going to take your Toyota Camry.
Right.
And he's like, this is what I got now. Like, I'm sorry. Things is getting rough. Is that girl going to stick around for you?
Probably not. But
so that's taking advantage. Because right. if you really, yeah, because if you really love that man
Nobody's
or something like that,
arguing with you.
I'm just saying, but the way you be sounding sometimes, like, yeah, he got the luxury car. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, but you ain't, so.
Listen, I drive an R8. What you talking about, bro?
You don't, yeah, okay.
I think it's
if
an
you,
R8.
Hey, look, you think it is. You whip it like it is.
I do.
That junk ain't got no twin turbo.
Actually, it does.
Not anyway. No R8 twin turbo. No.
Whatever. Anyways, so.
We're going to do a race.
I'm taking it to that point really quickly.
Yeah.
So, Uncle Cliff, I'm doing a web. Never mind.
Go. Go.
Let's see. Gabriel says, right, I try to pick the girl with the nice car and high-rise apartment. I bet you do.
I bet you do. And that girl probably like loves that. Like, oh, like he loves
okay.
me. But you better be doing something right.
So in not in defense of women using men, not at all. But I kind of feel like men have a little bit more of an advantage of knowing pretty much like that there's a possibility that they'll be used.
Uh-huh.
'Cause I feel like, you know, us, these men that sit here and most of the time use women for sex, money, whatever the case is, they sit here and, you know, you don't really know this man, you know his representative.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really who he is, not really his character. He's just charming it up so he can get what he wants. Now, as far as men of stature that these so-called women, you know, that want to come up are attracted to, I kind of feel like as a man who makes a certain amount of money, who knows his assets, his qualities, blah, 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 I kind of feel like he has to know that there are going to be women that pretty much come after him that are looking for a come up. You know, like I just kind of feel like that's the nature of it. It's the same thing as celebrities. You don't necessarily know if the woman that you're dating or the woman that's attracted to you is really there for you or your money, your fame, your status, uh-huh. everything else. Whereas, like I said, I kind of feel like us women kind of don't have the upper hand with that, because you could just be a regular Joe Schmo and pretend that you're, you know, liking me and, you know, that things are going somewhere, and then I don't hear from you again. You ghost me. You ghost me.
Hey, look, I think women ghost dudes too. It's not as often as men ghosting
but
women.
But it's not really after they get what they want. It's not like a woman's like, all right, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to this guy. And I'm going to get some D and I'm going to disappear. It happens more the other way around. Like, most of the time, women ghost men because they're just not interested anymore.
That's true.
Or for other reasons. But it's not after achieving their goal. Just saying.
Gotcha.
So yes. I feel like it's easier for you men, because if you got money, status, stature, you can, you know, you obviously know what comes with the territory.
Yeah, I can't argue with that point.
Boom! Sam does it again. Now let me stop. We got some comments. Let's read them. Right. I can't see without my glasses, and y'all don't mind me. We got four minutes. Okay. Let's see. So Gabriel says, I can't even read that from here. Some women... I need my glasses.
You need to bring
y'all.
That closer. Why don't you just bring it?
Because we're like out the shot. Let's see. Some women are never satisfied. That is true. I mean, but then you just have a high maintenance woman, in my opinion. Like, if she's not satisfied with your high rise or your, you know, Mercedes or your nice
car. Not even talking about that. If she's not satisfied with my Toyota Corolla, I pay my bills on time, my credit score good, then I don't want her.
There you go. Boom. Let's see. Oh, boy. Tremaine says, that's hard to identify. Really? Hold on. I'm pulling this closer. Y'all don't judge me.
Yeah.
Okay, Tremaine says that's hard to identify. You either treat everyone like they are trying to come up, or you give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think you give people a certain benefit of the doubt, but I think it's the part where once you get so far into that relationship or whatever that you're into,
right?
You gotta know where they draw the line in the sand. Like, is this real or is it not? So it's just kind of like about finding out where that cutoff is to make sure you know that you're not being taken advantage of in the situation.
I mean, I kind of feel like personally it's one of those things where there are certain people that have their guard up and there are certain people that, you know, just kind of let everyone in until they get hurt. And then they always have their guard up. And I kind of feel like you have to differentiate. I don't feel like that would be the same across the board. Like, I'm going to treat everyone like I'm going to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, or I'm going to sit here and treat everyone like, oh, they're trying to come up. I kind of feel like every situation, every person I interact with is different. I'm not going to sit here and feel the same type of way that, you know, Mike treats me a certain way. I might just let my guard down with Mike because I feel like I could trust him versus, you know, Chris over here, I don't get good morning texts from Chris, so that might tell me something. Gotcha. You know, I'm going to sit here and pay attention to the actions. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think it could be across the board for everybody. Let's see. Right, Kevin said women can ghost for whatever. It's not as easy as it seems. Yeah, but I still, in my opinion, women don't ghost after they have gotten exactly what they wanted. Like, I don't feel like women have this ulterior motive, and then once they get that, they go ghost. I kind of feel like most of the time, if a woman's going to ghost, which it could be for anything, that kind of happens beforehand. I feel like men most of the time are the ones that are like, all right, I just need to know what this cat feels like, so I'm going to get into this cat, and once I get into this cat, I'm gone. Just yes. My opinion.
Well, we're hitting up on our limit now.
We wrapping it up.
If we got more comments, we're going to respond to them. But we got to wrap this up. So, all
right.
So, yeah, that's been a good conversation about that. trying to find out if it's real or not, if you're being taken advantage of. But yeah, I think
it happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, my just advice out there to women, pay attention to actions, not words. That's best thing I could say across the board. If there's a whole bunch of excuses, stop being a lenient person, trying to, you know, believe them. And at the end of the day, if someone shows you their true colors, I don't understand why we try to repaint them. They showed you their true colors. It doesn't matter how much new paint you put on this person. Underneath all of that, they're still the same color. So pay attention to them actions. That is all. And I think that that concludes our couch convos. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
Peace.